In this video, I'm going to give you three tools to increase your confidence. But first things first, we need to understand what is confidence and what it's not. So I'm going to tell you a story. I have an old friend, and everybody on the outside thinks he's the most confident person ever. Why? Because when he's in a public place, he's very bubbly, he's very smiley, he's always laughing, and he's always having a good time. Now, on the outside, this person looks confident. But realistically, this is just a persona. So their motivation to have this persona is to be liked. So the first thing I want to debunk is the guy that's the loudest, the funniest, or the biggest, like he takes up the most room in the room, isn't always the confident, most confident person. That person could be motivated by fear. Fear of not being good enough. And in this particular situation, that person is motivated by fear. The most confident person in the room is the man that doesn't need anybody's approval. The man that knows who he is. He sits, he can have a conversation with somebody, he can talk to that person over there, and regardless of that person's reaction or what they say, he knows who he is. Okay, it's not the guy that's all bubbly, that's smiling, he's got the biggest smile or the loudest or the person gets the most girls. That's not someone that's always confident, right? What we've got to understand is the most confident person in the room, no matter what, is in his center. Someone might say something that might offend him, but it doesn't affect him because he knows who he is. But he has the tools to be able to stay in his center and not let someone else's vibration or not let anybody else's opinion or what they say and do affect his center. So I'm going to give you three tools on how to stay in your center and be that confident person, that confident individual that you are. So the first tool is meditation. Meditation will increase your confidence hugely. Meditation helps you with focus. Meditation will help you be able to sit back within yourself and focus. A lot of people, we don't have a confidence problem. We don't have an anxiety problem. We have a focus problem, right? We have a million thoughts. I can't remember the exact number. We've got a lot of thoughts going through our head every single day. The problem isn't your confidence or your anxiety. The problem is focus. With these thoughts, you're going to have a thought come through. And let's say, for example, it says, I'm not good enough. You can either let that thought pass or you can attach to it. And when you attach to this thought, what it does is it creates more chaos around the thought. Right? It's like you're having a conversation with yourself. I am good enough. Right? What you need to do is to be able to sit and be aware of the thought and not attach to the thought. Just sit and be aware of the thought. Because the more we entertain these thoughts, the more chaos we're going to create in our head. The goal is to just sit and focus on something. We can be focusing on our breath. We can be focusing on an object in our mind. We can be focusing on the sensations that we're feeling in our body. But the goal is to just sit and focus. Because when you're in that public place, or when you're doing something, when you're pulling out the camera to film a video, the issue isn't your anxiety or your confidence. It's you lack focus. So the first and most important tool is meditation. The second tool, well, it's kind of a tool, is knowing who you are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Your life isn't about likes. Your life isn't about views. Your life isn't about the girls, the money, the fame, the cars, the house. Your life isn't about any of that. You are a spiritual being, right? A great question you can ask yourself in a meditation is, what is aware of these thoughts? And that's the space in between the thought, right? So you've got your thought, okay? You are the awareness of the thought, okay? So the root of all suffering is the identity with the small self. This is you, is the identity with the small self. So we've got this small self, which is your fame, your friends, your family, everything that you think you are that makes up your identity. The car you drive, the house you have. This is the small self. If we're identified with this small self, we will inevitably suffer. We've got to understand that we are not this identity. We are a spiritual being. We are the awareness of this identity. Okay? This human body and mind is limited, right? But is not you. You are limitless. You are boundless. You are whole and complete. And understanding that, understanding who you are, will give you the most confidence in the world, because fear will be diminished. You will have no fear.
And so without that fear, you will be a very confident person. You will rock up to any situation and know who the fuck you are and not care about the result, because as soon as you walk out or when you're in that situation, you're centered in your being. Okay? So to recap, the first thing is meditation. We don't lack confidence or lack anxiety or have anxiety. We just lack focus. We need to be aware and focus on what we need to focus on. Two is that it's knowing that you're a spiritual being. You are not this small identity. You're not your past successes or your past failures. You are a spiritual being, have a human experience. And knowing that will help you stay in your center, because you won't get lost. You will stay in your center and you will know who the fuck you are. So if you like this video, like, share, or subscribe.